Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Josh Groban walked out of a TV interview to stay true to his faith. Written by Kingsley Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Josh Groban walked out of a recent interview proving that his career is as much about his character as it is his outstanding vocals. Multi-platinum star Josh Groban has won the world over with his boy next door charm and dynamic vocals. While his rise to fame has been quick, he hasn't let that go to his head. Josh is not shy about discussing his faith and attributes his careful career choice to his upbringing. Josh Groban loved music and was frequently serenading his family as a child. Considered a musical prodigy, his interest in music led to Groban teaching himself to play the piano. Josh was introverted and quiet in school. He struggled to make connections and turned to music as his outlet. Groban says, "My school life was very much a wandering experience. I was having trouble in school and I was not making a lot of friends. Improvising on the piano and just coming up with melodies was an escape for me." In seventh grade, Josh joined his middle school choir. It was there that his teacher discovered his voice and asked him to perform in a monthly cabaret. Groban shared, "I invited my parents and there were a bunch of kids there. That was the first time I really felt a kind of adoration. My mom was crying. The kids gave me a standing ovation. It was one of those after-school special moments." God's plan for his life was starting to take shape as Josh was placed under the direction of vocal coach Seth Riggs. Michael Crawford wasn't able to perform at the governor's inauguration. David Foster, famous producer and arranger, needed a stand-in. Riggs happened to be good friends with Foster and sent him a recording of Josh singing "All I Ask of You" from Phantom of the Opera. It was Josh's first big break. At 17, Josh was offered a huge opportunity. Celine Dion was set to rehearse for the 1999 Grammys when her partner, Andrea Bocelli, couldn't make the rehearsal.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
David Foster asked Josh to rehearse Bocelli's part and fill in for the rehearsal. Groban was incredibly nervous, and Foster had to convince him that he had the vocal ability to do it. "This young man comes on stage almost going backwards. He was so scared," Dion shared in an interview. "He took the microphone, and when he started to sing, he couldn't be any more powerful than that. This kid was incredible." Just 4 short months after starting school at Carnegie Mellon University as a drama major, Groban dropped out to pursue a once-in-a-lifetime recording contract. From here, his career has grown further than anyone could have expected. For Josh Groban, his career isn't just part of his story. Born to a Jewish father and Norwegian mother, Josh was raised in a Christian household. His father converted when he married Groban's mother, and they attended an Episcopalian church. He is very open about discussing his belief in the importance of faith and how those early years shaped him. Since those early foundation days, Groban keeps things in perspective. Staying humble and always encouraging others, Groban works with many charities and children's choirs. He works very hard to not have celebrity dictate his choices. While Josh Groban generally stays out of the tabloids, he recently made quite the commotion after walking off set of a Jenny McCarthy interview. initially shocking his fan base for having accepted to appear on McCarthy's debut show, it appears Groban's team wasn't prepared for the path the interview intended to take. According to Jenny, 5 minutes before my show taping, Josh's team removed him. Reportedly, he read the list of prepared questions and decided the show wasn't the right fit, so Josh Groban walked out. Groban's career has been built on singing uplifting pieces and being a light in Hollywood. He doesn't need to compromise his standards to strengthen his fan base. We couldn't be more proud of his decision to stand up for what is important to him.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.